亲爱的朋友、弟兄姊妹们，你们好，这里是大伟弟兄，欢迎你们再次收听复兴之声节目。在今天节目里，我们要继续播放爱德华·米勒牧师一系列讲到圣灵的信息。今天所要讲的题目是他是良善，讲到我们的神，他的本性乃是良善，乃是美好的一位上帝，哈利路亚。但人们却很难相信这样的一位神是良善的，因为往往只看到我们四周所遭遇的这些灾难、各样不幸的事件、死亡、疾病，我们很难相信神他是那样的美好。但就像一个医生一样，他是一个好医生，他就会为着我们的好处，他会拯救我们脱离死亡。虽然他必须要切除我们身上一些不好的东西，虽然让我们暂时的经过一些疼痛，常常讲好药却是难以下咽，是为了我们的好处，为着是要救我们脱离死亡。没有比罪是最严重的一个疾病，只有罪来导致疾病与死亡，而耶稣他来就是救我们脱离罪恶，他是这科的最好的医生，他来就是要救我们，直到我们脱离罪恶，哈利路亚。但我们很少因着这样的疾病去怪罪一位医生，但我们却常常因我们身旁所发生的事情而去怪罪神，却不知道是我们自己的罪所造成的。我们需要的是来到这位医生的面前，使我们能够真正的得到安息，哈利路亚。他乃是要救我们，虽不是要讨好我们，乃是要叫我们解决根本的问题，这样才是一位好医生。让我们一起来分享。
哈利路亚。 We sang God is good.
我们刚才唱神真美好。
A lot of people don't believe that.
很多人不相信这一点。
In fact, it is hard for anybody to believe.
事实上，任何人要这样相信都很困难。
When we look at this world, we don't see very much goodness, do we?
当我们看这个世界的时候，我们没有看到多少好的事情。
We see all kinds of sorrow and pain and misery and war and poverty.
各种各样的忧伤、痛苦、贫穷、战争、悲惨。
We see betrayal, we see sickness, we see death.
我们看到出卖、看到疾病、看到死亡。
Oh my, the list is long, isn't it?
这样讲起来很多。
And many people say, well, how can God be good and let all these things take place?
许许多的人说，神让这么些事情发生，他怎么可能是好的呢？
And in fact, what is the character of God?
事实上，神的特质是什么呢？
And what is the nature of God?
神的性情是什么？
And what kind of a God do we have after all?
毕竟我们所有的神是哪一种神？
That he is great, yes.
他是伟大的，是的。
He created the universe, the heavens and earth, yes.
他创造了宇宙，创造了天地，是的。
But that doesn't make me feel any better.
但是这样子不会让我觉得好受一点。
The bigger people are, or the bigger person is, the more he can beat me.
一个人越大，他就可能越差劲。
If he's going to beat me, I'd rather have a little person do it.
如果他这个人要很不好的话，我宁可他是一个小人。
The littler, the better.
越小越好。
But beside being great and beside being the creator of all things and having all power,
但是他除了是伟大的，他是创造一切的主，他有所有的能力。
Is he good?
他是好的吗？
And I think it has something to do with our.Definition of goodness.
我想这个跟我们的对于好的定义有关。
What do we call good?
我们所称的好是什么？
Let me ask a question.
我要来问一个问题。
Is a dentist good?
牙医生好不好？
You say he was?
你说牙医生好吗？
You know when you visit him, he's going to hurt you.
你知道当你去看他的时候会让你痛的。
And perhaps you're not old enough, but I'm old enough to remember when there wasn't such things as painkillers.
或许你年纪不够大，但是我年纪够大，我记得以前没有止痛药的时候。
The first dentist that ever worked on me worked on a foot treadle that had a pump it.
我第一个看的牙医，他看我去看他的时候，他必须用有一个脚踩。
And that old drill went round and round and round and got hotter and hotter and hotter.
然后就用一个砖子在那边弄，越来越烫。
I was sure before 15 minutes had gone by, he'd reached my backbone.
我想过了十五分钟以后，他已经到了我后面的脊椎骨。
But he didn't believe me. He just kept on going.
但是他不相信我，他还是继续的做。
Now was he good or bad?
他好还坏呢？
The biggest business and the place we spend most money is seeing a doctor.
我们花最多钱的就是去看医生。
And it's hard to see a doctor without getting hurt.
而去看医生的时候很难不痛。
Or else they give you some medicine that tastes terribly.
不然的话，他就给你一些药，尝起来又苦。
So now they put it in a capsule so you can't taste it so much.
所以现在都把药放在胶囊里面，让你尝不到味道。
But is he good or is he bad?
但是他是好的还是坏的呢？
Sometimes he'll take a knife and cut you wide open.
有时候他会用刀子把你给割开来。
And before we had anesthetics, they'd have four or five people to hold you down while they did it.
以前在还没有麻醉剂的时候，必须有四五个人把你架住。
And yet people pay them much money so they could pay their helpers to hold you down.
然而人们付了很多的钱，好让医生能够付那些帮助的人把你给架好。
And they don't have to force it out of us. We just willingly pay them.
他们不必强迫我们付钱，我们就是甘心乐意的付钱了。
And somehow, as mean as they are, as much as they hurt you,
尽管他们这么不好，让你这么痛，
they'll take things out of your inside and throw them away. You'll never have it again.
他会把你里面一些东西拿出来丢掉，让你永远都不会有那个。
And somehow you think, oh, good, I'm glad it's gone.
然后你就说啊，我很高兴那个东西没有了。
Well, I got to take a lot of pills after that, but even so.
在那个之后，虽然我还必须吃很多的药。
Is he good?
但是他是好的吗？
Or is he bad?
还是他是坏的？
Is goodness only judged by the lack of pain?
难道好只是由没有痛苦来评断吗？
Or by the lack of sorrow?
或是说由没有忧愁来评断吗？
Here's a beautiful young lady gets married to her lovely husband.
有一个很美的年轻的女孩子嫁给了她所爱的人。
And the mother sits there crying.
妈妈坐在那里哭。
Was the marriage good or bad?
婚姻是好还是坏呢？
Well, time will tell that.
这个时间会证明的。
But the thing is, she's sorrowful. Her daughter's going away.
但是重要的是，她很难过，因为她的女儿要离开了。
Does sorrow prove whether it's good or bad?
难道忧愁能够证明是好是坏吗？
You see, we have a strange way of judging things.
你知道我们对事情的判断有非常的奇怪。
The doctors and the dentists that can hurt us the most, we say they're good.
医生还有牙医可能让我们最痛，但我们却认为它是好的。
And God that loves us, we say you're bad.
而神爱我们，我们却认为它是坏的。
You're cruel.
认为它是残忍的。
I think...It depends on how we judge goodness and badness.
我想这是要看我们怎么样来评断好与坏。
What is the character of God?
神的品格是什么？
What is the character of a doctor?
医生的品格是什么？
Many, many fine doctors and fine nurses are very compassionate.
许多好的医生和护士他们都非常的有同情心。
And they'll go to any lengths to help you.
他们会尽自己所能来帮助你。
Because if there's one thing that's bad, that's death.
因为如果有一件事情是坏的，那就是死亡。
And anybody that could save me from that is good.
凡是能够救我，让我不死的人就是好的。
Even if they hurt me while they're doing it.
即使他们在做的时候会让我痛。
And it seems to me the most ridiculous thing in the world to pay a person a lot of money to have him cut my leg off.
我觉得如果要付给一个人很多的钱让他把我的脚给割掉的话这似乎是世界上最荒谬的事情
But you see, he was trying to save me my life
但是他是试着要挽救我的性命。
From gangrene or cancer or something.
让我不会有瘤，不会有癌症。
There was a person recently.
最近有一个人。
Connected with the church, had her leg cut off.
他跟我们的教会有一点关系的，他的脚被砍掉。
She had gangrene and it wasn't tended to quick enough, and they couldn't save her.
因为他的脚流了脓，然后没有很快的处理好，所以就。没有办法挽救了。
Now, if I took a knife and cut somebody's leg, they'd say I was bad.
如果我拿一把刀子把人的脚给割了，那么人会说我是坏的。
And yet they'll pay a doctor a lot of money to do it.
然而人们会付医生很多钱来做这样的事情。
I think we have to rethink what is good and what is bad.
我想我们必须重新思考什么是好，什么是坏。
The Bible speaks much of the goodness of God.
圣经有很多地方讲到神的好良善。
One can be very good and very compassionate and very loving and still do things that will hurt us.
他可能对我们很好，非常的有爱，非常的慈爱良善，但是他还是做一些事情会让我们痛的。
When I get too cold, my father sometimes said he loved me, so he'd warm my backside.
有时我太冷的时候，那父亲说他爱我，所以他就让我的背部暖起来。
I didn't call it love.
我没有称这个为爱。
I wish I was big enough to love him back.
我真希望我够大，能够把他爱回去。
But you see, I didn't realize he was trying to save me from evil.
我那个时候不晓得他是想要救我，让我不会做坏事。
And so he would deliberately do it.
所以他会特意的这样做。
At the same time, tell me he loved me.
同时他又告诉我说他爱我。
But I grew up.
但是我长大
In spite of it all,
虽然如此我还是长大
And you know I did the same thing to my children
你知道我对我的孩子也做一样的事情
I discovered he was right
我发现我的父亲是对的
It was love at work
是爱在运作
It was a caring father
他是一个关心的父亲
And I had to readjust my thinking.
我必须重新调整我的思考。
God is good.
神是良善的。
He's not bad.
他不是坏的。
But he does things that make us think he's bad.
但是他做的事情让我们以为他是坏的。
Perhaps we need to grow up a little bit more and realize and change our thinking.
或许我们需要再长大一点，改变我们的思想。
Because he came to save me.
因为他来是要救我。
From sin.
脱离罪。
From death,
脱离死亡
from myself,
脱离我的自我
to save my relationships,
要能够挽救我的关系
with God and one another,
就是跟神还有跟人与人之间的关系
and to do that,
为了要这样做
sometimes he has to use pretty strenuous measures,
有时候他必须用一些非常激烈的手段
or I would self destroy,
不然的话我就会被自己毁了
God is good.
神是良善的。
And the Spirit of God came to show us that God is good.
神的灵来了就是要跟我们显明神是好的。
Over in Isaiah 40.
在以赛亚书第40章。
42 actually.
是42章。
And the first three verses.
42章第一到第三节。以赛亚书42章第一节看哪、啊、我的仆人我所扶持所拣选心里所喜悦的我已将我的灵赐给他他必将公理传给外邦他不喧嚷不扬声也不使街上听见他的声音压伤的芦苇他不折断将残的灯火他不吹灭他凭真实将公理传开
Now this verse prophetically is speaking about Jesus
这节是一个预言在讲耶稣
The Son of God that came to earth
就是神的儿子来到世上
Principally to redeem us
他主要是要救赎我们
To save us
要拯救我们
From all the things that would destroy us
脱离所有会毁灭我们的事情
First of all from death
首先脱离死亡
And with that from sin that causes death
而同时也脱离了罪罪就是
You see, we don't blame the doctors.
死亡是罪的结果，我们不会怪医生。
We know they are good.
我们知道医生是好的。
They are trying to save us.
他们是试着要救我们。
While something else is trying to kill us.
他不是要想要杀死我们。
Infections.
他是想要除掉我们的感染。
A disorganization of my physical system.
就是我身体的系统里面失调了。
Some part of my body starts not to work right.
我身体有一些部分开始功用不正常了。
And our whole body is affected.
我们整个身体都受到影响。
And our life is affected.
我们的生命受到影响。
Our relationships are affected.
我们的关系受了影响。
Even our employment is affected.
甚至我们的工作也受了影响。
And we're sick.
我们病了。
We don't go to work.
我们没有去工作。
We don't want to talk to anybody.
我们不想要跟任何人说话。
The bed calls to us.
我们都会想要躺在床上。
And calls and calls.
床一直在叫我们。
Until we look for somebody, something that can help us.
知道我们会去找一个人或者找一些东西能够帮助我们的。
And whether or not he hurts us to help us.
不管他要帮助我的时候会不会让我痛。
We welcome the help.
我们会欢迎那个帮助。
And we grit our teeth and walk through the pain.
我们会咬紧牙关就能够经历那个疼痛。
You see,God is good.
神是良善的。
And this is talking about Christ that came as to save us.
这里讲的就是基督来要救我们。
To heal us.
要医治我们。
From all the ills that affect us.
让我们脱离所有影响我们的疾病。
But you see, there's something about a doctor, especially now.
医生有一点，特别是现在的医生。
He won't come to your house.
他不会到你家去。
You have to go to him.
必须是你去找他。
He doesn't go to every person sick on the, in the city.
他不会到城里每一个病人那里去。
He makes you pay an ambulance to take you to where he is.
你必须付钱给救护车，把你带到医生所在的地方。
We have to take the initiative of asking him to help us.
我们必须主动地求他来帮助我们。
And we have to take...What it costs, both in pain and in misery and in money, to be able to have him help us.
我们要他来帮助我们，我们必须愿意付这个代价，不管是金钱的，或者是疼痛的，或者是我们的情形。然而，当我们病的时候，我们称医生是好的。
God is good.
神是好的。
I read here that speaking of Jesus,
我读到这里在讲耶稣。
The prophet says, "I have put my spirit upon him."
先知讲说，我已经把我的灵放在他的身上。
And I read in the second verse,
在第二节里面我读到
，He's not going to make a big noise.
他不会制造出很多的噪音来。
He's not going to put on TV ads to say, "Come to my office and I'll help you."
他也不会打电视的广告说，你到我的办公室来，我就帮助你。
He's going to work very powerfully, but very quietly.
他的工作会很有能力，但是却是很安静的。
But then in the third verse,
然后在第三节
a bruised reed he won't break.
牙伤的芦苇他不折断。
And smoking flax he shall not quench.
香残的灯火他不吹灭。
A bruised reed.
牙伤的芦苇。
Reeds are what the shepherds in those days made their pipes out of.
芦苇就是那个时代他那的牧羊人用来做笛子的东西。
There are several audio cassettes and records and discs that are very popular that are the pipes being played. The reed pipes. I've seen many of them.
有一些很受人欢迎的录音带或者是唱片
They're just reeds,
那些都是用
of different lengths,
芦笛弹奏的
and they're played back and forth as they blow into them like a flute
那个芦笛它有不同的长度人们吹的时候就像吹横笛一样他们就可以来回的吹
I've heard many times I've heard the people in Bolivia and in Peru blow on their reed pipes
在玻利维亚还有秘鲁，我很多次都听到人们在吹他们的芦笛。
They're just simple reeds, just reeds that grow any place.
那只是很简单的芦苇，是到处都长的东西。
They're not painted or varnished or anything.
上面没有上漆，也没有磨光，没有任何的东西。
They're just tied together with a string and a little row.
只是用一条小小的绳子。上面上了弦而已。
Each one plays a different note.
每一个都有不同的音符。
And they become very expert at playing.
他们吹这个东西吹得很擅长。
嘟嘟嘟嘟嘟嘟。And apparently, speaking of one of those little rows of reeds that you can pick up in any swamp or any lake shore.
很显然，那种芦苇是你在任何的沼泽，在任何的湿的地方都能够拿到的。
Some shepherd had it.
有些牧羊人有这个东西。
Or some lad, perhaps.
或者是有一些小孩子。
And it had fallen in a path, and someone had stepped on it.
那他们就可以走别人已经走的路上。
It's not worth anything.
那个东西，对不起，刚才那句是说，
said,
任何人都可以踏在那个上面，那个没有任何的价值。
If he found one of those.
然而他说
He wouldn't break it.
如果他找到了那样压伤的芦苇
try to fix it so it could blow again.
他不会把它给踩坏了他会把它修好让这个东西又能够再吹
so it could sing and make music again.
使这个音乐又能够再唱出来
He said that's how he's going to be. That's going to be his nature. That's going to be his character.
这会是他的性情是他的特质
Something has been bruised and now is worth nothing.He's not going to toss aside and break it up and throw it away.
已经被压伤了，他不会把它丢到一旁，把它给丢开了。
He's going to try to fix it.
他会试着修理它。
He's going to try to make it work again.
他会使它再次的能够有用。
And then he says, smoking flax.
然后他又讲到僵残的灯火。
That the flax was what they used in their lamps, for the oil lamps, and it was their wick.
那江才的灯火就是在油灯里面他们有一个油有一个烛芯
and after a while it gets to be smoking it it's just a piece of flax all it is
或是灯蕊当它烧了一阵子以后呢只剩下烟就变得是
but after a while burns and burns and then it gets smoky
但是当它一直烧以后就有很多的烟
at the end of it gets carbonized
那它的后面就变得碳化
it doesn't burn well
烧得不好
But says he's not going to put a fire out.
而这里说他不会把火熄灭。
He'll trim it and take the carbon off, so it'll burn well again.
他会拿出来把那个碳给弄掉，让它又能够烧得好。
Now he wasn't really talking about wicks or shepherd pipes.
他在讲的不是真正讲那个的。灯蕊也不是在讲牧人吹的笛子。
He was talking about the nature of God.
这里在讲的是神的性情。
That just because someone has been beaten and bruised and thrown away and laying there for no one cares about what happens to them.
只因为有一个人他被压伤了，被打伤了，被丢在一旁，没有人关心他。
He's not going to break that person up and throw him in the trash.
他不会把这个人给折断丢到垃圾桶里面去。
Oh, we do.
我们会这样做。
I know many people.
我认识很多人。
That you'd think they were good for nothing and just well throw them away.
你会认为说这种人一无是处了，还不把他们给丢掉。
Lives that have been destroyed by drugs.
他们的生命被毒品给毁了。
Destroyed by sin.
被罪给毁了。
It's amazing how many people.Are today preaching the gospel that were converted in jail?
很惊人的就是今天有多少人在传福音的人，他们都是在监狱里面悔改信主的。
Somebody cared.
因为有人关心。
Everyone else would throw away, lock away, let's get rid of it.
其他人都说我们把他们除掉，把他们给丢进去。
God isn't that way.
但是神不是那样子的。
My spirit isn't that way.
我的灵不是那样子的。
When he sees a life that is smoking or worse has been stepped on or worse is no longer any use.
当他看到一个生命被人踩踏，看到那个烟已经要熄了，已经没有用了。
And he'll try to save it.
他会试着去拯救。
Using whatever means he has to use.
他会用他所能够用的任何方法。
You see, before a person lands himself as a drug addict, before he ever gets there,
当一个人他成为吸毒吸上瘾的人之前
he was already bruised and destroyed inside. That's why he went there.
里面早就已经被压伤了，这就是为什么他会落到那种情形。
Things were already wrong.
里面早就已经有些东西不对了。
Perhaps the shepherd didn't lose the pipe. Perhaps he threw it away.
或许牧人没有把这笛子给
Because
one of the
reeds got out of tune.
因为有一个芦苇已经音调不合了。
And you can't play good music when the reeds are out of tune.
走掉了的笛子，你没有办法再弹奏出好的音乐来。
So it away.
所以把它丢掉了。
There's lots of people get thrown away in life.
有很多人在生命中都被人给丢弃。
Some people even by their parents.
有的人甚至被父母丢弃。
They're so out of tune that their parents say, I can't deal with this. I can't play music on them.
他们走调走得太厉害了。父母说我没有办法再弹奏这个，他们没有用了，就把他们丢掉。
Sometimes it's illness and infection.
有时候是疾病，是感染。
Until that person is completely useless.
知道那个人完全没有用。
But he says he sees that and he cares about it.
但是他看见了，而且他关心。
And he sets about trying to save it.
他就定义要来救他。
Now, as I mentioned before, there's one thing about doctors.
就像我刚才提过，医生有一个特点。
They won't come to your house.
他们不会到你的家来。
You've got to go see them.
必须你去看他们。
You've got to place yourself so that the doctor can see you and look you over.
你必须把自己呈现在他的面前，让医生能够检查你。
And we do have to place ourselves in the eyes of the Savior and say, "Can you do anything for me?"
我们也必须把自己呈现在救主的面前，说
"Can you help me out of my misery?"
你能不能为我做一件事情
？Misery.
你能不能够救我脱离这个悲惨的生活
？Can you help me out of my depressions?
你能不能够帮助我脱离我的沮丧
？I've lost all my friends.
我失去了所有的朋友。
Can you? Well, why did you lose them?
你为什么失去朋友了呢
？Because I was so out of tune with life, I hurt them instead of sing them a song.
因为我的生命已经完全走样了，我非但没有跟他们唱一首歌，反而伤了他们。
And the Savior will look you over and say, "Yes."
救主会把你从上到下整个的看一看，说好，我要救你。
But it will cost you something.
但是这会要你付代价。
And he goes to work.
他就开始工作。
Because he came to save, he said, "I didn't come to condemn the world. I came to save the world."
因为他说，我来并不是要定世人的罪，我来是要救世人。